I think we have brought you the full breadth of this press conference. Jenny Durkin, Carmen Best at Seattle City Hall. One thing that was just said, really interesting to me. So the curfew that has been imposed can be enforced at police discretion. I did not know that's how a curfew works. That doesn't make any sense to me. And so when it's so clear that they are kind of paralyzed with fear, and, you know, look, most of the questions are pretty anti-cop from the media. And it's really something to watch. If you saw the pictures, if you saw the people who had pulled up sign poles from the ground Saturday night and were smashing them through store windows, and people running out and carrying armloads of clothes, and then everybody said, well, did the police use too much force when they released some pepper spray? It's amazing. The police showed incredible restraint, and in my view, too much restraint. So, but this is Seattle today. This is the state of our city. And I do think that they are showing weakness. And I think weakness emboldens the enemy. And the enemy are people who are determined to destroy us from within. I mean, think about this. If you want to destroy, America, let's lock people up for 2.5 months. Have mental illness, anxiety, depression go through the roof, and then take a horrible precipitating event, and this killing of George Floyd was, that cop is, I wouldn't even say an animal, because animals usually have a purpose for what they do. This cop is a monster, and he undoubtedly is going to be convicted of murder. Although it's interesting, the Floyd family got their own autopsy that showed asphyxiation. The state's autopsy still has not said that. So it'll be interesting to see if we get conflicting autopsy reports, which should not happen. An autopsy should be a scientific and absolute determination of fact, and certainly not interpretation. So that's going to be interesting. But again, what happened to George Floyd is as nauseating as imaginable. But I watch these riots that are completely unconnected, have nothing to do with George Floyd. And so you have all these people who've been locked down for 2.5 months. You have a precipitating event, and then you seemingly allow, and they were just overrun. You know, I talked to Steve Milette last hour, the Bellevue police chief. They tried to prepare, and they were just completely overrun by sheer numbers. And now we're hearing about the same level of violence, rioting, looting happening in communities all around our region this afternoon and expected again tonight. So our politicians, I ask the question, are they ignorant of the level of threat, or are they in on it? Because it's interesting. You know, Jenny Durkin yesterday said that it was white males involved in the rioting and looting. White males were involved, absolutely. And Antifa has a lot of white males. But the visual evidence suggests that it was a broadly diverse group. But Jenny Durkin yesterday decided to assert something that visual evidence easily disproves. White males were a part of it. But there were white women, there were black males, there were black women, there were other races involved. But she specified white males. And it was interesting because yesterday, Chris Daniels from King 5 asked, now that you have a bunch of arrests, can we get the demographics? And Jenny Durkin whispered something to Carmen Best. Oh, no, I don't have that. And then today, another reporter asked Carmen Best, Can we get the demographic? No, we don't have that. Funny, Jenny Durkin knew exactly what it was yesterday. Was that based on fact or was it based on some political storyline? You know, in Minneapolis, politicians immediately said it's white supremacist groups. You know, Antifa, like I said, yeah, there are a lot of white males in Antifa. There are a lot of hate groups that want to destroy us. But when politicians just say something and, you know, do what they accuse others of, stoking racial division, and then when asked for any facts to back it up, they say, well, we don't have the data. We don't have any data. It's interesting to watch. Okay, a lot of business owners are saying we got to defend our own businesses because the cops can't. In Snohomish last night, there were some citizens who heard about a possible attack on the historic downtown community. And they said, we're going to do something about that. We'll tell you about that coming up next as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Well, as you heard me say earlier in the show, if I was a business owner, I would have gathered my friends and all the ones who had guns. I would have just sat across the front of my store. And I think a show of force is necessary when we saw the level of destruction that hit Seattle and Bellevue last night. And I was really intrigued up in Snohomish, where they have a beautiful historic business district. I saw a bunch of people massing downtown with weapons to make sure that nothing happened in their town. And one of those defenders is a guy named Calvin Walker, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Calvin, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so tell me, when communication started happening between you and the others who decided to be proactive in Snohomish last night.
So around 1 in the afternoon, one of my friends, he said that he had gotten word that Antifa was going to show up in full force downtown, and they actually had posted on the Emerald City Antifa page that they were going to destroy the town. And so right around 1 or 2 in the afternoon, we decided that we were going to head down there, and that was pretty much it. So we went down there around 4 o'clock.
How many of you?
It was my brother and our best friend, so there's just 3 of us.
Oh, really? Okay. I saw a video that looked like there were some other people starting to mass down there. Okay, so you went down there, and you guys were all fully armed?
Yes, sir. We had AR-15s on our chests.
Okay. Did you see any of those expected Antifa people show up, and were they pushed away by you?
So we actually had 2 Antifa members. They were probably teenage girls. They walked past us and they were immediately contacted by police and they were told to leave. And there were a couple members sporadically throughout the night. I feel like they were either trying to do surveillance of some kind or they were trying to kind of be a wolf in sheep's clothing walking through the crowd, but they were pretty, they definitely stuck out in the crowd that was there. And so we kind of kicked them out, but there was probably just 10 or fewer.
But you think that you guys were a deterrent? For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Once they saw us, their entire demeanors changed. They looked confident and they were walking down the street with their heads high. But I think with each group that they passed, they kind of realized that they weren't welcome there to do exactly what they were there to do. And they definitely left because of the force that they saw that they were going to be met with.
Well, and the police were out there as well, you said. What was your interaction with police, and how did they feel about you guys being there?
So we actually have a lot of friends and family in the law enforcement community in Snohomish County. We went up to SWAT members, and they know us well, and they've all completely supported everything that we were doing. We were there to support police and have their backs as much as have the business's backs. We're sick of police being villainized and police being targeted in these types of attacks and riots. And so we're there to protect them and help them as much as we possibly could. And everything that we've received has been positive from the law enforcement community in this area.
Do you think that, and I said this at the beginning, so that I was introducing you, I was surprised when the violence was inevitable in Bellevue yesterday. They started getting clues overnight that these gangs had planned to come and commit violence. And I'm serious what I said. I would have just called my buddies who have guns, and I would have sat in the store and made sure nobody came in. Are you surprised that more people aren't that proactive defending their property when signals are given that this kind of violence is coming?
I think that a lot of good people are willing to not do what it takes because they're afraid of the backlash that they're going to receive. I think that political correctness has destroyed the American ability to stand up for what they believe in. And these people wanted people to be out in front of their businesses. They thanked us and they were very grateful that we were out there. But I don't know if they would have gone to the lengths to do it themselves because of the backlash that they would face for being called racist or white right-wing extremists or whatever. I think that they didn't think that it was worth it to put up the fight. But once we showed up, they completely supported us and backed us, and they were very grateful that we were there protecting their businesses.
Well, let me ask you that question. What if they hadn't been deterred by a show of force and they had come and started smashing windows? What would you have done? Would you have actually would you have shot people?
Honestly, I don't want to. I don't want to harm people whatsoever. But the thing is I don't wear a rifle just to deter people. It is a very good deterrent, but I think that I speak for my brothers and I, we are willing to do what it takes to stand against evil. And if evil's going to come in and hurt people and harm businesses, then they need to be pushed out. And honestly, if that's the absolute last resort, then I'm willing to do it, but I have no desire to shoot or kill people whatsoever. But if it comes to that and they've forced me to do that and I have no other options whatsoever and I'm in my legal right to do it, then yes, I'm not going to shoot anybody unjustified. But if it's a justified use of force, then I'm willing to do that.
But you only have a legal right to do it if there's an imminent physical threat to you. You wouldn't be able to do that if they were smashing windows of somebody else's business, right?
Correct. But also, we're pretty big and burly boys, and we know how to fight. So we wouldn't even necessarily have to use it. And we're not afraid of that.
Okay. I respect what you guys did. I think that we're way too reactive in Seattle on Saturday and Bellevue on Sunday. I just feel like they were way too reactive, and it takes a proactive show of strength just to be a deterrent. And it sounds like that's what you guys tried to do. Calvin, I appreciate talking with you. I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Calvin Walker up in Snohomish. Got some breaking news just coming in. TMZ's reporting that George Floyd, earlier today, their private autopsy says he died of asphyxiation. TMZ says the medical examiner is now saying he had deadly fentanyl in his system and died from a heart attack. Conflicting medical reports on George Floyd. We'll try to sort all of this out. We'll have a lot more for you throughout the day. And, of course, tomorrow, starting at high noon. Take care in these crazy times. God bless you. See you tomorrow.